Hey there, my awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever feel like life's throwing a curveball every other day? Like you're constantly caught in this whirlwind of emotions, some pleasant, some, well, not so much? Welcome to the club, because we've all been there. But what if I told you that navigating these choppy waters, managing conflict and those pesky difficult emotions, could be less like a hurricane and more like a gentle breeze? That's exactly what we're diving into today on How to Be Stoic. Because let's face it, life's not always sunshine and rainbows. We're going to learn how to weather the storms with strength, wisdom, and a whole lot of inner peace. Alright, so here are 5 key takeaways that are going to be your secret weapons in this emotional battlefield. Number 1. Remember, you can only control yourself. That's it. You can't control other people's actions or reactions, but you can absolutely control how you respond to them. Think of it like this. You're a surfer, right? You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them with skill and grace. So when someone throws shade your way, instead of getting swept up in their negativity, just remember it's their wave, not yours. Ride it out with calm and composure. Number 2. Practice emotional detachment. It doesn't mean becoming a robot, guys. It simply means observing your emotions without letting them rule you. Imagine your emotions are like clouds passing overhead. They come and go, but they don't define the whole sky. Recognize those feelings, anger, sadness, frustration, acknowledge them without judgment, then let them drift on by. Number 3. Cultivate self-awareness. This is about knowing yourself inside and out. What triggers your emotions? What are your strengths and weaknesses? The more you understand yourself, the better equipped you'll be to manage those tough situations. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without understanding how it works, right? So invest some time in getting to know yourself, journal, meditate, reflect on your experiences, and you'll gain invaluable insight into your emotional landscape. Number 4. Embrace logic and reason. The Stoics believed that logic was our greatest tool for navigating life's challenges. When emotions run high, it's easy to make impulsive decisions we later regret. Take a step back. Assess the situation rationally, weigh your options, and choose the path of wisdom. Remember, sometimes the bravest thing you can do is stand firm in your convictions even when it's tough. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one's a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, it shifts your perspective and helps you navigate those rough patches with more resilience. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A 1 cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Okay, let's talk about real life. Picture this. You're at work, right? And your colleague, let's call him Steve, just completely blows it on a project you are both working on. He makes a careless mistake that throws everything off schedule and sets back the entire team. You feel anger, frustration, maybe even a little betrayal creeping in. Ever been there? Now here's where stoicism comes into play. Instead of letting that anger consume you and trust me, it's tempting. Take a deep breath, remember that you can only control your own actions, and focus on finding a solution. Approach Steve with empathy and understanding, try to see the situation from his perspective, and work together to fix the mess. By choosing reason over reaction, you not only handle the conflict gracefully, but also build stronger relationships in the process. So, remember, my awesome listeners, managing conflict and difficult emotions isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about mastering them. It's about developing the inner strength and resilience to face life's challenges head-on with grace, wisdom, and a whole lot of Stoic swagger. Now go out there, apply these tips, and let me know how it goes. Share your stories, your triumphs, your struggles, I want to hear it all. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom to help you navigate life with purpose and meaning. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.